Okay, so gathered here with the Ad Astra Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Orchestra.
Yeah,
you can just... Orchestra. Plow right through if you want.
How did Sun Ra pronounce his orchestra?
Probably about like that.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with the Ad Astra Orchestra?
Oh, absolutely. It's our homage to Sun Ra.
Uh-huh. How much so?
Well, damn it, Richard. First question.
Take a nice long drink of wine there before you answer that.
Well, it's just, it's what we're doing is doesn't really have anything to do with what he did. It's just, I wanted to put together a group. Originally, I was thinking 15, and maybe it'll get there someday. But, you know, a group of people that would, essentially, I just wanted to reinterpret music that Ad Astra Per Aspera did and also come up with original material, but yeah, like that, just reinterpreting thing, or like, you know, make the ultimate backing band, so mm-hmm. that if someone came along and needed a backing band, you know, we could be the guns for hire.
So what percentage of ultimate is it right now?
God,
it's halfway there.
Oh, more than halfway.
50% ultimate.
We have everything we need. We just, yeah.
Well, we need there. About 8 to 15 more people for the choir. We're gonna.
Yeah, we're starting a choir, chorus, the Ad Astra chorus, and now we have the Ad Astra drum line.
Wow.
So,
Are there tryouts for the chorus? The Lawrence Arts Center.
We
you know
who can sing.
What?
Yeah.
We know our friends who are singers.
We're picking and choosing. So
money's accepted.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah. Bribes.
Yeah, absolutely. Money's
yeah.
accepted.
Large unmarked bills.
Preferably small, non-denominational.
Yeah. non-consecutively numbered or whatever.
So was part of the impetus for putting this together the fact that Kurt and Julie moved away?
Not originally, but then after they were gone for a few months, I got pretty bored. So,
are they still living out of town?
Uh-huh.
In New York City?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this has become sort of what you're doing all the time, right?
Part-time, like, this isn't, we're not going to really try to tour or do anything serious with it, you know? We're just, it's fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in school, Brick's teaching, and we're just playing shows, and I don't know. Like, we're not going to make t-shirts or do any of that kind of crap, you know?
Because that's when you become legit.
I don't know, you know,
those
it's just,
t-shirts.
It's just, it's too much effort for what I want. I just want to play music.
So yeah.
That's what I miss, not touring or any of the other stuff.
So, what were some of the approaches you took that were different than approaches you took for Ad Astra Per Aspera?
Finding people who could play, so we could just start the ground on, like, you know, start playing immediately, rather than teaching people how to play, which is where Ad Astra Per Aspera started.
Yeah, and you did a good job at that, if I can say, you know.
Thanks.
I mean,
thank you.
I would say you all play now quite well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I
guess it wasn't always that way, huh?
No.
No. We did a summer solstice, like, show that we had really big plans for, and it was pretty half-assed. But, you know, we had a goblin.
You had a what?
Like a goblin.
That guy was a goblin.
Oh, a goblin. Goblin.
What a goblin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, you know, the unclean spirit that we had to cleanse before we, you know, you purify the room before you perform your solstice ritual, which mostly involved a lot of chanting.
We're speaking now to the goblin, and how was that experience?
Couldn't see anything.
It was terrible. I hate being a goblin.
the pantyhose
that you made him? Did they still be on you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I
did. Or the 3 feet tall.
During my seizure, I did roll into a few people that spilled their beer on me, and that wasn't very cool.
I know, it wasn't very purifying.
Was that an actual seizure or a affected sort of seizure?
I don't remember much of it.
We're gonna listen during the course of this podcast to some of the music that you guys put together sort of spontaneously recently. 3 live recordings, I believe. Mike, maybe you could tell us a little bit about how these came together.
My friend Ian, we just tracked it straight to CD, and we just, you know, mixed it live. Did
Where?
A few this secret location, and we just recorded it live, you know. So there's lots of mistakes, and you can hear people singing off key. But I'm really happy with it.
I know you have a lot of shows coming up in this coming month, and there seems to be like a slightly different theme, at least for the one that's coming up, you know, shortly. Something along the lines of a drum line. Maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. We're, you gave it away. We're doing a drum line. And
was that top secret? Or
No.
Okay. No. Not anymore, at least.
No. It's not everyone could do the show, and we have a couple other shows, so we're just doing a drum line.
So is it going to be mostly drums then?
All drums.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking about bringing a guitar. Mm-hmm.
But I think the guitar will probably be more of a percussion-based instrument as well at that point.
Uh-huh. So. Yeah. Hmm. Just, you know, I don't want to use the word drum circle, but maybe more of a triangle.
Uh-huh.
Or a rhombus.
A rhombus circle.
In this case, maybe pentagon.
A drum pentagon.
Ooh. That's dark.
The elusive drum pentagon.
Wow.
So yeah, that's the new name, the Adastra drum pentagon.
Hmm. What does that sound like?
Well,
Astro Beat.
Yeah, we're Astro Beat, Kansas City Astro Beat.
Hmm.
That's our tagline.
You're the first to do that?
I didn't say Afrobeat, I said Astro. I'd like to make sure that that's clearly distinguished from any other kind of beat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what it sounds like. We practiced the other day and it sounded good. We're going to practice tonight. I assume it's going to sound better. And we'll come up with some ideas for themes, rhythmic themes, and then Saturday we'll, you know, perform those themes to the best of our ability, which I think will be acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Acceptable.
Free bass marching jazz?
Yeah.
Marching jazz drums.
Yeah.
No, it's like, free bass. It's like, free, no, just free bass marching bands. Drums.
Free bass jazz acid.
Free bassing jazz acid.
Trying to do a slightly different set list with each show, and since we're reinterpreting old songs, like, those change over time, and we're trying to add a new song to our set list with each show, at least one, and so far I think we've achieved that.
This is the only band I've ever been in that has jammed out a Michael Jackson song.
Oh, that's true.
Pretty successfully.
Which one?
Jackson 5 song.
Oh yeah, Jackson 5 song.
I Want You Back.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We were planning it before Michael Jackson's death.
Before his untimely murder.
Well, I'll make that really clear. Just said, whoa.
He's charged. The doctor's charged with homicide.
Oh yeah.
And then a couple weeks after MJ died, we paid tribute.
Hmm.
Played tribute.
We'll be right back.
Well, the lyrics to one of the songs were written by a 9-year-old.
So, really?
Yeah.
Is that a 9-year-old that you know well, or?
Not me. It's a friend of...
It's a 9-year-old that I know.
Hmm.
Daughter
of a friend of mine.
The expression on your face is great. Yeah, 9-year-old that I know. Well, but, I mean, you're a school teacher, you know.
She wrote a good story. It had some great lines in it. And uh-huh. I stole them.
And she's too young to do anything about it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Does she know that you stole her
yeah,
prose?
She's really excited about it.
Mm, okay.
But I wanted her to come to the show and, like, see what was done with it, but she's... way too young.
She's nine.
The shows we play.
Yeah.
It doesn't work yet.
I hear Ryan Adams did that with his last record, too. It was written by a 9-year-old.
Okay.
Did you guys know that?
A hot thing to do.
Damn it. I didn't know we were on Adams' coattail.
Yeah. Ryan Adams is a 9-year-old, actually. That's the real revelation.
That's the secret. He's,
yeah. Ryan, if you're listening, we should definitely hang out sometime, do a podcast for Lawrence.com.
Yeah, talk about it.
Word. Actually, I think he's reviewing video games now. That's kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like a 9-year-old's dream job.
Yeah, maybe that's perfect.
And how does one fish in reverse?
You take everything off the land and you put it in the water. That's it. It's reverse.
It sounds sort of like a 9-year-old joke right there.
And you take everything from the water and you put it on land.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And it's two parts.
Yeah. Well... But the mainly what reverse fishing is putting yourself in the water along with everything else.
Hmm.
There's really nothing to it. There's nothing to get. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
Some call it swimming, but...
There seems to be a lot of swimming songs involved in the Ad Astra sort of collective. Do you guys really like swimming or water?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that yeah, Fish Would Rather Swim.
Yeah, well, the three songs on this record are two mention fish and one mentions a bird.
Huh.
So our next record will be called More Songs About Fish and Birds.
sounds like Planet Earth.
Or the Talking Heads.
Uh-huh. What is it about birds and fish, at least, you know, presently?
I don't know. I grew up on, like, going to a farm and enjoying nature a lot. So
this is sort of like a Walden-esque band?
No, I really don't know. The Fish Would Much Rather Swim is just a reference to something from my high school German class.
Hmm.
That was one of the sentences I learned in German.
Wir lieber Schwimm.
You know what, before I was in a rock band, I did theater, and so that's where I came from, putting on productions, and you know, so that's always what's interested me,
yeah.
You know, and even like the Sun Ra Orchestra, if you watch any of their footage, like there's people chasing each other around with trombones and throwing cymbals at people and playing their bass with a chair and rolling around the ground, crawling out of the audience, holding up paintings of like creation myths, you know, like that's theater, and that's, I mean, even rock and roll, that's theater. You're gonna tell me that dudes rocking out on stage, oh well, yeah, I mean the pyrotechnics and all that stuff, that's ridiculous, but it's fun. There's nothing wrong with theater. There's nothing illegitimate about theater or ungenuine or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, wearing a jean jacket and rocking out and swearing at the audience and, you know, being surly, that's theater, you know. Drinking whiskey and being an asshole on stage, that's theater. That's all it is. And like, there's nothing wrong with theater. Music's all theater. It's beautiful. That's what I like about it. So embrace it. It's the sound of confusion and celebration. So that's how I describe the bands. Hmm. The Astor Paraspora and the Astor Orchestra.
Confusion because there's so many people playing together.
Yeah, I mean, you don't. It doesn't make sense. Like, I know. Like, the first time you hear it, it just sounds, you know, cacophonous, maybe. Not that we're playing the wrong notes. You just don't know how to hear the right notes. And I'll, you know, that's, you listen to it 5 times and you'll get it.
Huh. No, I've had orchestra promise.
The orchestra guarantee. No, I've had friends who've told me they don't understand. They're like, if I didn't know you and if I hadn't listened to this, I would not understand what you were doing. And I don't really care. Like, that's fine. Like, I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Is it sort of the atonal aspect of certain things that they're not immediately hip to? A little bit of.
I think there's just too much, so much going on. It's hard to listen to sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Like, when you put on a record, you're not always ready for that. You know.
Ever throw tomatoes at you?
No, unfortunately not. I really enjoy tomatoes, so
preferably homegrown.
Yeah.
Heirloom tomatoes.
Yeah, any kind of
big
fresh
ones.
Fresh vegetables.
Fresh produce.
As long as it's gluten free, I can't. I have a disease and I can't eat gluten.
Gluten free produce. I don't know if
produce is fine. Just no bread. Right. No bread, no beer. I will hit you in the face with a guitar if you throw beer in my mouth. Because it could potentially kill me.
Also the orchestra promise.
Yeah. I like throwing that out there. Hopefully someone will try to do that now and I can... No. That's been like a secret fantasy of mine.
Huh.
No, it hasn't.
Death by beer?
No. Like hitting someone with a guitar. It looks like fun.
We can raise that anytime.
Yeah.
Oh,
just so we get equal love across the board, we want to mention the three other orchestra members who didn't make it here. Maybe you could tell me their names and a secret, perhaps like a dark secret about them.
Just start with their names.
Just start with their names, and if anything else comes up, you just roll with it.
Megan and Suzanne.
Megan has rabies. Nope.
Was that Mike?
Nope.
They're both really good at doing this dance called the Funky Canoe. You should ask them about it sometime.
Oh God, they do it so well.
What does that look like?
Imagine being on like a real smooth, comfortable canoe ride going down the rapids, and then some funky music comes out of the forest, and you just bring their arms up real high and just kind of bounce the oars back and forth and just jam their way down the river.
That's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Fitzner, he also has good moves. He does like a baby bounce step. You should ask him about that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're great.
All right. Do you have like a song called The Funky Canoe on the way? Or maybe inspired by this podcast, you could come up with one?
Maybe in the future.
I guess that's for next time. Well, thanks, orchestra. And we'll let you get to band practice now. And we'll see you at the shows.
Thanks.